Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week. Quarterback of the BSU football team, Lance Rungsted. 4 touchdowns, 3 of them in the air last week. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Better late than never, right? First half was a little ugly. Second half, it's more what we can expect from you guys, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Morehead came out with a lot more enthusiasm. They played harder than we did. They executed better than we did. And it obviously showed. They were up 10-7, but we were fortunate in the second half. We made some adjustments, came out with a little fire underneath us, and were able to come out with the win.
As a quarterback, is it safe to say that you love the situation you were in last week where you've got a running game that can pound it at people? People know that, so they start bringing 8 or 9 in the box, and you just play action and chuck it deep?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, if you watch the game, you'd know. I don't know if I had any pass rush on me all day. Our line played great when we did throw pass plays, and we had a lot of single coverage, and our wide receivers took advantage of that.
There are very talented teams that the question is, all right, how can they keep everybody happy, getting the ball to them enough? Your offense is kind of the same way, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I know Cam and Ganrud are two great outside receivers. Justin Lee and Christian Metz inside are all tremendous athletes, and it's almost unfortunate that we can't get the ball to those guys to make plays in open space as much as I'm sure we'd like to, but can't complain when we're 6-1 pounding the ball up the middle all day long. So
Justin Lee, certainly not the biggest guy. You surprised he was as successful running it last week?
Not at all, actually. Me and Coach Medbury were talking all week. He had been running the ball very well. He was seeing great cutbacks and running the ball well during a week of practice, and it carried over to the game, I guess, which kind of goes to show you if you practice hard, you play hard.
You know this game well enough to know what your offensive line is asked to do. There aren't too many straight-ahead blocks in this offensive scheme. How impressed are you with their play this year?
Oh, extremely impressed. I know coming into this season, I had very high expectations for them. I think 4 of them are 4-year starters, and they from day one have had this put on their back. Coach Tesh told them, we've told them that we're going to win games when they play well, and if they don't play well, pound the ball at the middle. We do it with outside zone, pass protection, and our success has really been on their backs.
One thing that I think the casual fan always is intrigued about football is what plays are actually called. For instance, power run with a slot and tight end to the right. What's the call?
We got personnel's pro. If we were motioning people, we got zoopy motion. Most of our numbers give away run or pass, and they're kind of all interchangeable to keep defenses on their toes.
How difficult is this offense to grasp as a quarterback?
If you put your time into it, you get it. Everything kind of has its little niches off here and there, and if a lot of it's memorizing, you got to know what everyone's doing, everyone's calls are. And I mean, if you put your time into it, it comes pretty easy, especially if you enjoy playing the game.
A lot of the stuff that you guys were using in the game last week is stuff that you've been practicing and haven't really shown it in a game. How frustrating does that get, knowing that's kind of in the back pocket yet, and you know that the play is going to be successful and it never gets called?
Well, it's not as frustrating as it is. You're almost anxious because you want to hold that for when you need it, but you also want to do it because it'll be fun. It'll be a big play, and big plays are exciting. But again, how can we pull those things out when what we're doing works so well right now?
Mary is a team that's given you guys fits over the years. What's the key to a win in your mind?
It's going to be playing hard. Mary's given a lot of teams fits all season. They've lost a lot of close games, and hopefully with the experience we have that we can grind out a tight one there, and our line plays well, bust a couple big runs, get a couple big turnovers on defense that we'd like to say we don't want it to be a game, but if it comes down to it, I'm very confident in the games that we've played so far with Augie and Duluth and how we've performed late in games that we have a good chance at it.
Every coach, every athlete says one game at a time. Human nature says it's not that easy. Knowing what's ahead of you in the next couple of weeks, how hard is it to stay in with the one game at a time mentality?
It's always hard, but Coach Tesh this week actually said to look ahead. Look what we have to look forward to and kind of use that as playoffs as a whole, as to bring it back to if we don't win this game, we don't get anything that we are looking forward to. So he's done a good job of preparing us mentally and keeping us excited about this game this week, which is a real big game. Mary's a good team, and we don't want to have a letdown. And we're really looking forward to playing each game one at a time and hopefully get into the playoffs.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River. It's about your
life. More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.